Reporter Mike Wilkinson did the fact-checking on this new ad. He says it comes from a well-known conservative group.
The Americans for Prosperity Advocacy Group, a national group funded largely by the Koch brothers, bought a six-figure ad in Michigan. It's running online, and it attacks Gretchen Whitmer as being a classic tax-and-spend liberal Democrat, mainly focusing on her votes in support of tax increases that they believe contributed to the economic decline of the state of Michigan.
The video features a car that won't start, and then the ad sticks to that clunker theme, stating, "For 14 years, Gretchen Whitmer's policies failed to jumpstart Michigan's economy."
As a state legislator, she voted to raise income taxes, raise taxes on everyday services, raise business taxes, and even voted to raise gas taxes, exhausting our wallets.
The ad works to tie Whitmer to former Governor Jennifer Granholm. Republicans often blame Granholm for Michigan's so-called lost decade of economic downturn. The Whitmer campaign apparently was prepared for that comparison. It sent the Truth Squad detailed explanations on Whitmer's votes. Wilkinson says they include evidence that Whitmer also voted against Granholm on a number of occasions. The Truth Squad's first impulse was that the facts in the ad were correct. Whitmer did vote for those taxes. It did note the lack of context or revealing that Whitmer voted to repeal one of those tax increases. But then the political ad went a step too far.
"Gretchen Whitmer's policies drove Michigan's economic engine into the ground. Why would we put her back at the wheel?"
Wilkinson says it's hard to argue that the state's prolonged recession was caused by Whitmer's policies or her tax votes.
"It says they occurred when the state was losing hundreds of thousands of jobs, and they flash on the screen the loss of over 570,000 jobs. And that's true. The state did lose that many jobs. But those declines had started before the tax increases. The context that is also greatly missing is in 2007, 2008, the national and the international financial market collapsed."
The Truth Squad rules the ad is half accurate because it shows correlation but does not show causation. This ad is part of a nationwide campaign by the Americans for Prosperity group. It's expected to spend up to $400 million in the midterm elections. Ironically, the Whitmer campaign is using the Americans for Prosperity ad in a fundraising appeal. She issued a tweet to her followers.
"Whitmer immediately turned around and said, 'The Koch brothers are attacking me. They know I'm the strongest candidate. Why don't you give me some money?'" So, you know, she's using them as a boogeyman to benefit her own campaign.
The Whitmer tweet says in part that the Koch brothers, quote, "know I'm going to get things done for the people, not special interests," end quote. Whitmer is competing with Abdul El-Sayed, Sri Tanadar, and Bill Cobbs to be the Democratic Party's candidate for governor. We'll be working with Bridge Magazine to bring you more Truth Squad reports throughout this election year. I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.